This is TWiT.
Chad, we come from a different side of content production where we don't have a big studio and we don't have, you know, 400 different people who do individual jobs. You're kind of expected, if you're making on the internet, to be able to do all jobs. At least at the beginning, you have to be able to push through your idea and get it distributed as fast as possible. That's kind of the model. What do you do with OMG Craft? I mean, OMG Craft was something that was your brainchild. You developed it. You put your blood, sweat, and tears into it. You had many months where the view count is it gets kind of depressing until finally you got enough visibility where people really started watching it. That was something that was on their radar. How does your creative process work?
Well, I think for a lot of online creators, you have to be a Renaissance man. You have to do everything. You have to be able to be your own marketer. You write your own scripts. You make your own sets. You do the construction of the set, not only the design, but the construction and setting it up and lighting and miking and audio and everything. You really do have to be a Renaissance man. Just on the production aspect, you kind of have to build, if you're going to do something that's higher quality, I would say, you can always do something where you always just focus on your talents. And we see that a lot with YouTubers and I still do it on my personal channel, where I'm going to put out something like a vlog or like just a normal video game series or something like that. And I'll try my best. I will start making an intro in After Effects, which I've never done before. And you use the external brain, which is Google, to make sure that you can get around hurdles that are associated with, with learning new programs. And you try your best to become a tinkerer in whatever program you need. But for something like OMG Craft, I really had this vision of something that was a little bit more polished and a little bit bigger. And you need to create that same sort of team that Dave was talking about. But where if someone becomes sick, you're kind of out of luck. I have a guy that his name is Blender MF. He's my designer guy. And if Blender was for some reason to kick the bucket, knock on wood, all my design stuff is gone because not like no more thumbnails are going to get made. None of the fancy like 3D renders of Minecraft characters are going to get done because I don't have anyone else, but I still do have a team of people that just through friendship and through grinding through this process together, I've met on the internet and in the same circles. So I think that the point of having a team is still valid, especially when if you're still creating YouTube content. But it's definitely a different game in the independent space.
What's so funny about it, though, is that that's a return to the original Hollywood.
Yes.
I mean, that is Chaplin. That is, Buster Keaton. They all, Chaplin was the master at it. He did everything. Same thing. He was building sets. He was figuring out how to do the effects. I love that it's going back that way. And as a nerd, speaking from my perspective, I love that you get to play with all the different aspects of it.